To the editor. Getting more and more pissed off these days? Everything is too costly, right? When you're supposed to be enjoying the summer months with family and friends, these financial burdens lay upon your shoulders and you consider the possibility of running away from your troubles only to realize these troubles are everywhere in the world today. Well, now public workers are going to go on strike. Yup. Transportation, energy, forestry and services sectors unions are talking tough with plans to begin protests and eventually walk away from their responsibilities to the public. While this is happening, our politicians have only one thing on their minds, namely vacations with BBQs and travel. See folks, the public politician can run off to their constituencies but you cannot. Like to shove aside all financial responsibilities for 2 to 3 months? I sure would. Want to drown your emotional distress in some refreshing alcoholic beverages? Can't do that because the LCBO takes online orders only, with their employees on strike. From every angle, you seem to be ignored, financially oppressed, manipulated and used by rich and powerful corporations, unions and politicians, not at the legislature, but elsewhere. I told my son to study psychology, therapy and counseling. Why? With all the things going on today, our community, families and neighbors will surely be distressed, stressed out and ready to see a mental health specialist. If only there were enough available. The Canadian forces don't have enough mental health specialists to go around, let alone millions of Canadians. Painful as it may seem, folks, the rich get richer, the middle class is getting smaller, and the Canadian worker is standing alone, realizing they have to rely upon themselves with no hero to guide and assure them. Maybe Premier Ford will advise some distillery to make $12 bottles of rye or have the dollar a bottle of beer return. One can only hope. Stephen Koshyb, Bradford.